Liz led him past the shelving and he spied the thumbprint scanner installed in the wall. It was small and easy to miss. Not concealed, but no obvious either. Liz slid her thumb into the slot. There was a hollow hum and a brief flash of green. Then the sound of tumblers turning. The door swung inwards. A set of stone steps went down. Unlike the rest of the place, the walls were clean, smelling of anti-mold spray. Liz saw the look on his face. Limehouse's roots go deep. Smugglers used, still use, the cut for transport. There are hidey holes all along the canal. Most aren't much bigger than an allotment shed, but with some sweat and elbow grease, you can make anything livable. Down we go. Ollie swallowed and followed her down. Fiber optic cabling ran along the brickwork, descending in bunches. Motion sensors and other security devices littered the walls. They turned green as Liz passed them, and then flicked red again. "I'm getting the feeling I don't know nothing about nothing," he said. "That's the first smart thing you've said. Why are you showing me all of this? I'm not showing you anything you wouldn't have seen eventually." At the bottom of the steps was another door, heavier than the first. Reinforced steel hinges. Bulletproof too, Ollie wagered. Maybe bombproof even. DedSec weren't playing around. This one had a retinal scanner installed in the center of the door. Liz leaned close and the door opened with a hiss of escaping air. "Welcome to the cellar, Ollie. The real one." Lights flickered on automatically as they entered. The room was small and not quite square, like a folded ribbon of whitewashed brick, insulated and sealed. There was a cheap circular table at the center of the room and a few chairs scattered about. A battered couch, covered in duct tape, sagged against the wall. "This room doesn't exist on any plans or schematic. Only three people can get in, and two of them aren't here." "So it's a secret base in a secret base," Ollie said, looking around.